The Jared Dillian Show.
I'm Jared Dillian. This is the Jared Dillian Show. If you want to call to talk about your money, please call 844-305-7800. That's 844-305-7800. This is the Jared Dillian Show. Oh, my God. So much stupidity out there. I try to be cynical, but it's hard to keep up. Americans are descended from the Puritans. So who were the Puritans? I wasn't really the best history student, but I looked it up, and these were people who formed a religious sect in New England in the 1600s, and they were known for their asceticism, severe self-discipline and avoidance of all forms of indulgence, typically for religious reasons. Okay. Why do I bring this up? Well, we still have this puritanical instinct in the United States. I mean, certainly about social and cultural things, but also about money. Actually, I saw something on Facebook. This was many years ago, and it was a list of sins. Somebody posted a meme, and it was a list of sins. And one of the sins in the list of sins was having more house than you needed. Too big of a house was a sin. I'm like, oh my God. And so I asked around. I'm like, I would ask people, I'll be like, do you really think this is a sin? And they'd be like, yeah, it is. You shouldn't have more house than you need. So of course, you're talking to the guy who's getting a 10,000 square foot house for, you know, him and his wife and his five cats, hopefully seven cats. But having too big of a house is a sin. We practice a form of Puritanism here in the United States when it comes to money. We practice severe self-discipline and avoidance of all forms of indulgence. Now, I was just in Miami over the weekend. I saw a lot of people that were not practicing asceticism. So I think it depends on where you go in the country. But still, you know, I have a lot of competitors that advocate for exactly this. You avoid all forms of indulgence for 40 years. And you're taught to feel guilt, just massive amounts of guilt for spending money, even on the smallest things. Buying a coffee, it's an indulgence. You're like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have done that. I should have saved that $3. Oh, and I feel all this guilt, and I'm going to be carrying this around for days. People do this to themselves. Now, I'm not saying you should just go spend a bunch of stupid money, but like, we can have, you know, I've said this a bunch of times in the show. It's, you can have small luxuries. It's really okay. It's fine. You know, you can have a Netflix subscription. That is a small luxury. But central to this puritanical instinct is the concept of guilt. The guilt that we feel when we indulge on something. You know, there is this concept of sin. Okay. So I got home from Miami and I was flipping through my emails, and I get a ton of marketing emails. It's all spam. And I get home and I just go delete, 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 delete. There's a jewelry store in New York called Lazaro. And I'm a big customer of this jewelry store. I wear their jewelry all the time. Okay. So there was an ad with a photograph of a guy wearing a couple bracelets. And I saw one of the bracelets and I'm like, that is the coolest thing I have ever seen. That is really cool. So I emailed them and I said, hey, you know, this bracelet that's in the ad, I can't find it in your online store. So they replied back. They're like, yes, this is a limited edition bracelet. We only made four. We have one left. Do you want it? And I said, hell yeah, I want it. Let's do this. So, you know, and, you know, for me, I can afford it. It's not a big deal. And it is an indulgence, but it's a very cool thing. and I work hard and I make lots of money and I like to buy cool things, you know, but I'm not going to feel guilt about it because I don't have this puritanical instinct. And I've talked about consumption before and the fact that I have nothing against consumption. If you want to spend money, you can spend money. Just make sure you have no non-mortgage debt and you're saving 20% of your income. If you're doing that, you can consume all you want. It's fine. Do you ever hear me come on the show and say you have to save 50% of your income? I never say that. Now, I do that. I save 50% of my income, and I've done that my entire life, but that's hard, and I don't expect other people to do what I did. It's too hard. It would be too much to ask. But 20%, if you're saving 20% of your income and you don't have any debt except for your mortgage, yeah, you can spend money. It's really okay. But we as Americans feel guilt when we consume. And where does the guilt come from? It comes from the Puritans. I grew up in New England, in Connecticut. In Connecticut, man. Connecticut is, they think very small in that state. And Connecticut is full of these women in their early 60s with these very short haircuts and L.L. Bean sweaters and turtlenecks. And they sit there in restaurants and they calculate 18% tips out to the penny. Know the type. I've seen it before. And they are descendants of the Puritans. In Connecticut, they are called nutmeggers, the most notoriously cheap people in the country come from Connecticut. It is a state that is full of CFs. Every single person in that state, except for the southwestern corner, which is where all the hedge funders live, every single person in that state is a CF. Every single person in New England is a CF. Now, New England has the highest credit scores in the country. They are demonstrably good with money, but they don't spend money. L.L. Bean sweaters and comfortable shoes. They avoid all forms of indulgence. You will not see these people driving a fancy car. So who is right? You know, I like to make fun of New England because I'm from there, but they are financially in better shape than anyone else. All the low credit scores are in the South. In Texas, Texas has the lowest credit scores in the country, 650. Connecticut's about 714 or something like that. In the South is where you see the $70,000 Chevy Silverados that are so huge that they have to do a 19-point turn to back into a parking space. These cars, nobody pays cash for these cars. They're luxury vehicles, and people borrow the whole thing. So these are two radically different philosophies on money. The New Englanders are objectively better with money, but they could relax a little bit. They will never relax. They are some of the most uptight people in the world. You know, if you have a seven-figure bank account, if you're one of these people that saved and saved and saved, like the people in the Millionaire Next Door, and you have a seven-figure bank account, you could buy a new car. You don't have to buy a used car. You can get a new car with a new car smell. You can take a good vacation. You don't have to go camping. It's not this constant self-punishment that people do. So, the optimal strategy, what if you could be a CF 90% of the time and a high roller 10% of the time? I think that is the optimal strategy. And that is basically what I do. You know, I don't take many vacations. I really don't. One a year, except I haven't done one in a few years, so it's been a while. But when I take a vacation, I do it right. I'm supposed to go to Greece this summer. We'll see how that plays out. Everyone should fly first class at least once in their life. I've flown first class a bunch of times, but I usually get upgraded. I paid for first class tickets 3 times. It's really not that much. I mean, actually, I was talking to an old Coast Guard buddy of mine recently. I think he was listening to the show. And he said that he bought some first class tickets for his family. He's like, look, it was only like $150 more. Yeah, it's not that much more. So, you know, first class isn't what it used to be, but it's still worth an extra couple $100. It's not just the extra room. You get treated a lot better, which is really nice. Get the service. and you don't have someone taking off their shoes and picking their toes. Everyone's retirement goal should be to have enough money in retirement to fly first class every once in a while, because you deserve it. You deserve it. If you worked hard over your lifetime and you retired at age 65 and you have a bunch of money in the bank and you're going on vacation, it's okay to fly first class. It's okay to have that indulgence. And people don't do it because they feel this guilt. Like they don't deserve it. You do. You absolutely deserve it. You should be able to buy a new car. Buying a new car is a luxury. And you should do that once in your life, once you've saved up the money. But the difference is you save first and then you spend, not the other way around. I don't mind Puritanism, but it has to be for a purpose. And the vast majority of people who do this don't do it for a purpose. They do it for moral reasons, because like it's somehow wrong to spend money. It's not wrong. I'll tell you what, spend the first 20 years of your life saving money, then spend the next 20 years of your life spending money. And the problem is that people are either born CFs or they're born high rollers. They are one or the other. They are not both. I am asking you to be both at different points in your life. I'm Jared Dillian. This is The Jared Dillian Show.
Jared Dillian. Own your money. Own your life.